Mobile.
To you too, G.
Rusty, are you back at home now or are you still out and about?
Oh, I've been back at home since before lunchtime today. I've been here just kind of staying here, keeping an eye on things, feeling the house rattle as this heavy equipment goes up and down this road, working on it out here.
This morning, say you were going out for some taco seasoning. That sounded good. It made me hungry.
Well, I had me three nice soft-shell tacos for lunch today.
Please eat a taco, except that I just ate a burger and some fries about 45 minutes ago. I'm still a little full, so maybe I'd have to wait another 20 minutes.
Unfortunately, I ran out of, I only had three of the soft taco shells left, so I'll have to go get me some more before I've got some of the seasoned meat left. I'll just have to wait till I purchase some more shells or some of the tortillas for the soft shell ones. So that'll be a tomorrow thing when I get back. I've got somebody buying my lunch tomorrow.
Good deal. It's always nice when somebody buys you lunch.
Now, these folks are trying to get me to bring my convention to Greenville to the Peace Center over there in late next year for a fall convention. So they're trying to, this gal that works for this group is trying to entice me to see if I can get over there and see what I can get. I'm going tomorrow to meet with her and the folks from the Peace Center to see what kind of deal we can work out.
It's the convention for the barbershop?
Yep, this will be the one for next fall. I've already got the fall one for this year. We're going to be up in Hendersonville. I got the one in fall, the spring one for next spring, which will be down in Waldorf, South Carolina. And now I'm trying to line one up for the fall of next year. So trying to see where we can go with it.
Center Auditorium would be a great place to sing some barbershop music.
Oh yeah! Now when our area was part of the Dixie District, we held the annual convention there one fall and then three springs in a row. And my chapter was the host chapter for it each time. So it's a lot of work, but we're going for the not in the Peace Center itself, but for the Gunner Theater next year, next door, because we're in a much smaller district. There's only North and South Carolina, North and South Carolina, and a little town called Savannah that make up our district now.
Something that you sell tickets to and have a performance, or is it just to get together?
Well, it's a competition. The choruses and quartets are trying to compete to qualify for the international competition, which in 2022, the International Barbershop Harmony Society's international competition will be in Charlotte, now North Carolina, during the 4th of July week. We're expecting some 10 to 12,000 barbershoppers to show up there because it'll be our first in-person convention in 3 years. So we're looking for that. But yeah, there will be some tickets sold for these events. It just depends upon how many people we have registered and how much space we've got available, you know.
Interesting to attend. Who judges those kind of things? Who judges the groups?
Oh, we have an international board of judges that come from all over the United States and Canada and around. They'll be bringing eight judges in for this competition we've got in November this year, because we've got choruses and quartets trying to qualify for international. It takes a double panel of judges. And so the judges are sent in by there's a group that's in charge of all of our judges and trains all the judges, and they decide where the judges come from all around the United States to come here to judge the events. And ours is going to be the last one for next year, or for this year. So we're going to get to see how many people really show up for this event, how many additional choruses and quartets that might want to try to compete one last time to qualify for next year's international in Charlotte this year. So we'll see what happens.
It'd be fair to have judges that weren't from the area or weren't local to the competitors. What's the average size of a Chorus, and what's the most in a Chorus?
The average size of a Chorus is around 18 to 25. We've got some Choruses in the society that are like the Dallas Vocal Majority. They have 150 some people in their Chorus.
And the basic four-part harmonies as well, like the quartets do, or do they kind of spread out and do some more complicated stuff?
Oh, it's all four-part, Barbara. It's all four-part harmony. It's the whole thing is whether you're in a chorus or a quartet. Our chorus sings four. You know, we sing four-part in our chorus, and quartets sing four-part. It's just the way barbershop is set up. It's not, and of course, it's all a cappella. But there are some really interesting things that can be done with barbershop music. We did a show a few years ago in which we did our show was a Disney theme. We did a bunch of Disney songs on our show about 4 years ago.
Barbershop style, how they'll take something like a Disney song and still the same song, but they'll just put that barbershop theme to it, and it's amazing the difference it makes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, one of the songs that our chorus does is a little thing by a singer that was kind of well-known named Ricky Nelson. It's called Hello, Mary Lou. Yeah, we do that one. Our chorus does that one and several others. We've got a lot of some stuff that we do that and all. And we're getting ready to start setting ourselves up so that probably next year we'll actually have a show, our own show, which will be in the, probably somewhere in the Greenville, you know, in the Greenville area, Greenville-Spartanburg area, we'll have our own show during the year. So we'll actually have a show that will be, and we'll bring in a featured quartet, and our chorus will sing, and quartets in our chapter will sing. So we'll see what happens, but we're just getting ready to do our competition this time, and then also we've got a bunch of retirement facilities that we sing for, and we're already starting to book songs for them. We've got one already booked for August and December, and we got three more I'm talking with now for the same time span.
You're busy, and especially if you're kind of heading up a lot of that stuff because you're so involved with ham radio and your church choir and everything else. I know you sound like you're on the go all the time, Rusty.
I like it. Of course, it's just me now. The wife passed away 9 years ago, so, but it keeps me busy, keeps me feeling young. I mean, I'm 74 years old, but that as far as I'm concerned, that's just the number. I keep going, and, you know, I'll keep going as long as I can, you know?
I'm proud of you. That's really good. I remember when you were always on your way to, was it either football or soccer? You're reffing games. I remember that as well.
Oh, I did. I refereed high school football in the state of South Carolina for 25 years. And I do that on Friday nights at the varsity games and do 1 to 3 games on Thursday nights with junior high, JV, and ninth grade games. So I did that for a number of years, too.
Here's there. That was back when you had your KD4 call. I can still remember that. I still hear you. Anyway, I'm about to where I'm going, Rusty. I got to make him drop this trailer and swap it out for one they've got loaded. Good to hear you, and I'll be back on here in a little while. N4 is at LK.
All right, Shane. I'll be sitting around here on the computer here for a little bit more, but one of my radio clubs, we've got a Zoom meeting that starts at 4:30, so I'll be in that on the other computer. Talk to you later. Be careful out there on the road, my friend. W2T.